you just never know what someone else is going through. Just because I may not look sick, you never judge a book by its cover. You never know what's inside.
I was speaking with Becky Downer, one of the local coordinators of Surviving and Giving Back. And her words, though universal, ring especially true for cancer patients and their families and loved ones. She talked about the importance of staying connected, sharing information, and providing care and comfort.
When you find someone else that is going through a battle of any type, you can bounce off of each other and lend the helping hand and prayers.
Becky Downer and Dee Dee Simpson, another young local woman with cancer, decided to walk the walk of caring and compassion while they continued fighting during their own battles with cancer. Becky continued.
Everybody has someone that they know that has been affected by cancer. And then when I was diagnosed, May of 2017, thought it never happened to me. I was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer. Recently, in December of 2018, I had to have a double mastectomy.
From surgery to radiation to chemotherapy and others, patients' needs for comfort and assistance vary as much as the treatments. I asked Becky to tell us how Surviving and Giving Back, a nonprofit organization, is making a difference here in the Highlands.
We do fundraisers for our local cancer patients, and we also help with our surrounding areas. It also benefits Bath County, you know, West Virginia, Lewisburg, some of Roanoke. We delivered 108 chemocare packages to the Blue Ridge Cancer Center of Allegheny.
That last delivery took place just a few days after Becky had some reconstructive surgery. And what are some of the items that can begin to add up for patients during months and often repeated courses of treatments?
Lotions. You know, when you're having chemo, it dries out your skin, so you need sanitary lotions, hand sanitizer, soft lotions, soft soaps, gentle shampoos, chapsticks, fuzzy socks, warm blankets, depending on the season that you're going through this phase, bandanas, you know, wraps for your hair, things like that. Also, when I was diagnosed, I was going to UVA 3 times a week. That's not cheap. So anytime that you could get a gas card to help to offset the cost of your travel expenses, either gas or lodging or just a meal in hand, it truly does help. So we just wanted to give back to our own community that we know what we needed.
These two generous and devoted women, combined with the amazing setting of River Uplands Farm in Millboro, offer the whole community a chance to continue giving back while kicking up your heels a little, too. In a second of this pair of stories, we'll hear about Boots and Bling, a fundraiser to be held June 15th, which will make sure local cancer patients continue to know they are cared for by survivors and their neighbors throughout the Allegheny Highlands. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.